How do we know we truly love God? That probably sounds like an odd question to most of us. Of course we love God, and we just know that we love Him. But is that good enough? Is it good enough to just know and feel that we love God? Is anything else involved? Actually, the Bible is clear about how we show love to God. It is specific about how we show Him our love. In John 14:21, Jesus says, "Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and show myself to them. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me." In Matthew 22:36-40, Jesus is asked, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." In verse 40, he says, "All the law and the prophets hang on these two commands." To paraphrase verse 40, if you keep these two commands, you will keep all of God's commands. So if we know that what God commands of us, and we do it, that is to love God. We also know, if we keep the most important two commands, that we will, in turn, keep all of His commands. So can we fulfill command number one, love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind, by fulfilling command number two, love your neighbor as yourself? I'm not sure how else we would love the Lord if we're not loving each other. So who is my neighbor? I think we all agree that everyone is our neighbor. How can we love everyone? I don't know if we can. Well, not on our own. It takes the Holy Spirit of the living God living in our hearts for us to be able to love with no promise of reciprocation from those we are loving. With Him in our hearts, we can love this way. He loves everyone. He longs for us all to love Him. But not everyone chooses to love Him. We have to choose Him, and we have to choose Him with more than our words. So what is love? The love Paul speaks of in 1 Corinthians 13 is agape love. Agape is a love that loves without changing. It is a self-giving love that gives without demanding or expecting repayment. It is a love that loves even when it is rejected. It can be defined as a sacrificial, giving, absorbing love. The word has little to do with emotion. It has much to do with self-denial for the sake of another. In 1 Corinthians 13:4-7, Paul writes, "Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails." So love is patient. The word patient literally means long-tempered. This word is common in the New Testament, and it is used almost exclusively in being patient with people. Being patient It means one is not quick to get angry or take offense. Loving patience is the ability to allow ourselves to be inconvenienced by a person over and over again. Love is kind. Just as patience will take abuse from others, kindness will give anything to others. To be kind means to be useful, serving, and gracious. It is an active goodwill. It not only feels generous, it is generous. It not only desires others' welfare, it works for it. It does not envy. Jealousy is unhappy with the success of others, while love desires the success of others. How often do we wish for what we do not have or want what someone else does have? We live in a world that encourages us to do whatever it takes to get whatever we want. That is not of God. Being content and thankful for what we do have comes from God. It does not boast. Bragging does not build up others. It puffs up us. Love is not anxious to impress. Love is not big-headed, but big-hearted. God calls us to be humble and sincere. It is not proud. It is not arrogant. Arrogance disrespects others. God calls us to serve others and be gracious toward them. Love is not self-centered. It does not dishonor others. Love isn't rude. Love builds up others. Love doesn't always tell it like it is. It is tactful and respectful. It is not self-seeking. Love is the opposite of selfishness. Love puts others before ourselves. It seeks to glorify God, not ourselves. It is not easily angered. Love is not touchy. It isn't overly sensitive or easily hurt. It doesn't take things too personally. It keeps no record of wrongs. It doesn't hold a grudge. It isn't looking to even the score. Love forgives. It does not delight in evil. Love does not gloat over the wickedness of other people. It doesn't point out the sins of others to show its own righteousness. Love takes no joy in evil of any kind. Love is righteous. It rejoices with the truth. If our actions are in accord with agape love, we will always welcome biblical truth, never resist it. It always protects. It bears all things. It isn't interested in exposing the faults and shortcomings of others. It never gives up. It doesn't nitpick. It doesn't point out every flaw of the ones you love. It always trusts. It believes all things. Not to say love is gullible, but it has a trusting attitude toward others. It believes in others and their worth. It always hopes. Love always believes the best of every person. It is not suspicious or cynical. Love sees the bright side. And it always perseveres. Love endures all things. It refuses to give up, stop believing, or hoping. The greatness of agape love is it keeps on bearing, believing, and hoping. It doesn't give up. It destroys enemies by turning them into friends. The opportunities for us to show others love are never ending. It's not always easy, and it doesn't always go the way we would like it to. But if we never leave our comfort zones, how can we expect to help in the growing of His kingdom? Any healthy relationship of love is a two-way street, with love flowing both ways. God created people to have a loving relationship with Him. He reveals Himself to us as our Heavenly Father and calls us His sons and daughters, His very children. He desires a family relationship with us, and He also desires for us to have a family relationship with each other, with His showing love to us and our showing love to Him. Let us pray. Lord, I thank You for the opportunity to speak today. I just pray that you help us to grow in Your love and to do our best to just love each other, forgive each other our faults and our differences, and just grow in You and together grow Your kingdom and just show who You are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.